This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Next week, if the winds and the tides are just right, Roz Savage will launch a boat from the San Francisco Harbor and row across the Pacific Ocean. If she makes it, she'll be the first woman to do so. Right now, Savage is driving across the country. Jenny Brundine from member station KUER caught up with the British rower in Salt Lake City.
Roz Savage's 23-foot fiberglass rowboat looks out of place in the Ramada Inn parking lot next to a Salt Lake City highway. At 5'4", the blonde 39-year-old doesn't look like someone who'd row across an ocean either.
Here at the back of the boat, this is my sleeping cabin. It's pretty small. I can just about sit up in it.
Savage is showing me her boat, the Sedna, before hauling it onto the I-80 to California. She's just spent time in Utah's deserts with friends, the perfect antidote to the coming months she'll spend alone on turbulent seas. Her quest? To row 6,700 miles from San Francisco to Australia. Savage is modest, her humor self-deprecating. What's surprising is it's not even her first ocean row. Last year, Savage crossed the Atlantic alone, battling fatigue, pain, and treacherous waves.
My route across the Atlantic was fairly wiggly. It looks a bit like a drunken spider staggering across the chart, and especially a couple of times when the wind was against me and I got blown backwards. My worst day out there was -8 miles, which was a bad day at the office.
And Savage knows bad days at the office. For 11 years, she was an IT consultant for an investment banking firm in London. But she never quite felt happy. She eventually chucked her materialistic life, got a divorce, sold her possessions, and moved into a camper van. After 2 years of reflection, an idea popped into Savage's head. Row the Atlantic alone.
My first thought was that is the best idea I've ever had. Of course, my second thought was that was without a doubt the worst idea I've ever had.
Because her only rowing experience was on the River Thames as a student at Oxford. People told her she was crazy. But Savage trained hard and was determined.
I think one of the toughest aspects for me was just the sheer relentlessness of day after day out there on the ocean.
At times, the Sedna seemed like a prison, with no escape from the terrifying storms, loneliness, and unrelenting exhaustion that come from rowing alone for 103 days. Savage chronicled some of her journey across the Atlantic on video camera.
Oh, this is just such a nightmare. It's just the whole situation that there is no way out of. What was I thinking of when I got into this?
She developed tendonitis in her shoulders, nearly capsized, lost navigational power on cloudy days, and was plagued with self-doubt. After the first month, thunderous waves broke all her oars, which Savage patched up with duct tape. And then her satellite phone broke.
Sunday the 19th of February. My second day without any contact with the outside world.
But strangely, Savage says the feeling of total self-reliance brought her peace. The Atlantic also taught her the absolute necessity of positive thinking, something she'll need for the Pacific, a much tougher journey. It'll be carried out in 3 stages and is more than double the distance of the Atlantic. She knows it will be grueling.
I don't have children, but I'm guessing that rowing an ocean is maybe a little bit like childbirth. That after a while you forget the real pain of it and you convince yourself that it's something you'd quite like to go through again.
She's also spurred on this time by a cause she's passionate about, the Blue Frontier Campaign, a nonprofit group dedicated to cleaning up the world's oceans. Depending on winds and tides, Savage is expected to launch sometime between July 11th and the 13th. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine.